7 years ago, college wrestler Damien Hurd disappeared from a party in Gunnison, Colorado.
Everyone had been drinking or whatever, the usual party scene.
When, how, and why he left are questions I need your help to understand.
Nobody's heard from him.
No, it's just like he disappeared.
From Cold Case Productions and Podcast One, Final Days on Earth, The Life and Death of Damien Hurd. I'm your host, Claire Sanima. Join me April 20th for the season premiere.
Well, we're going to get deep into Love, but we're finally going to do it. And I do a little bit of a deep dive on the cast. And we get off cast into the cyclorama. And if you don't know what that is, keep listening. And, of course, talk a little COVID and COVID antibodies. Right, Adam?
Right, Drew. First, there is LifeLock. 60% of Americans believe it's likely that identity theft will cause them financial loss in the next year. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day, we put our info at risk on the internet. In an instant, cybercriminals could harm your finances and credit. Good thing there is LifeLock. LifeLock detects a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number, for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they'll send you an alert and they'll give you an access to a dedicated restoration specialist. It's LifeLock, right, Matt?
That's right. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code Adam. That's LifeLock.com, promo code Adam for 25% off.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. Church, get on. A mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for the friend. Dr. Drew, he checks his cues from his maker. Mm-hmm.
That's where I get it.
He answers to a higher cause, like Hebrew National.
Oh, now when was that ad? How long ago was that ad? I know exactly what you're referencing, but I wonder if people will remember that ad.
That was 90s? Probably in the 80s.
Okay.
And yeah. I still, Gary, want to find the proper Evelyn Woods speed reading commercial. Do you remember those?
Well, I remember some of them.
Is this something from ACS? I'm not sure.
Yeah, we pulled one, and it was like from the 60s, and it was black and white. But I kind of remember them more from the 70s. Remember Evelyn Wood?
I do.
Dynamics?
Yeah, but I don't remember the ads. I couldn't remember what the content of the ad was. I do remember Evelyn Wood. And I remember being jealous. Like, I can't read. I don't read very well. My mom used to pull this shit. You need to get to help speed reading. Like John F. Kennedy, he was a speed reader.
Really?
Literally what she would say to me over and over and over again.
It's so weird. It's so keeping on a trend from the last show. But it's like I never had conversations with my family about anything. You know what I mean? Like they were like, you're no good. You got to work harder.
I had lots of those conversations. Maybe you were better off. That's all I'm saying.
You're going to take us to the poorhouse. But you got to understand, at least you're having conversations about things.
Sometimes an empty set is a little better.
This is a problem I have, Drew.
Yeah, I'm listening.
I realize.
Yeah.
First, take care of your business.
All right. I'm so delighted to represent Tommy John today. That's right. You're not still counting on mom to buy your underwear anymore, Adam, even though she would never do anything for you. In honor of Mother's Day, get yourself a fresh pair of Tommy John. Your mom will thank you. Dozens of comfort innovations, breathable, lightweight, moisture-wicking fabric, four times the stretch of competing brands. We're in the pool like Adam does. Tommy John doesn't have customers. They have fanatics, hundreds of thousands of them. Fanatics, I tell you. Over 13 million pairs sold. And when you wear Tommy John's, you will understand why. You will not settle for anything else. That's why they have fanatics. If you're not sure what you're getting mom in your life, Tommy John, dreamily soft loungewear. That's something to think about as well for mom specifically. No risk. Best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free. Guarantee, right, Matt?
That's right. And right now, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/ADS. That's 20% off Tommy John underwear and loungewear at TommyJohn.com/ADS. TommyJohn.com/ADS. See site for details.
So my grandfather would tell me a few things, but no one in my family had any info or anything. My mom had a couple of her stupid hippie kind of hysterical bullshit things, but that was her just kind of dumping her neuroses on you.
Yes.
But I never, you know, my dad never went like, hey, son, let me tell you about women, or let me tell you how to save money, or I got an idea. You know, we just,
I never had that either.
But they didn't say, you better get your grades up, or you're not going to go to college, and you're going to end up in a poor house. I mean, good, bad, indifferent, tips, criticisms. There was nothing. It was never, you didn't know who they were, right? So I now realize I've just had this insight, which is when Olga tells me to do something, you know, take the coffee when it's hot, pour it in the cream, the glass cream container, shake it up, get all the stuff from the mm-hmm. the stuff that builds up on the lid, and then it all comes out, and then mm-hmm. it's easier to rinse, and mm-hmm. you've used, you know, every part of the buffalo. I go, oh, thanks. Like, I don't fall to my knees and cry, but I think, thank you. And then I realize when I go to people and I go, hey, man, here's how this works better. They go, oh, fuck off. You're not the boss of me. And I'm always confused, and they're angered. And I'm confused, and I'm like, I associate this, which I never
With caring.
With caring or love or concern. You know what I mean? Like, I would have loved to have a dad who goes, well, let me show you how to tie a sheep shank knot properly. Or, you know, I'm going to, you're holding the saw wrong. Hold it this way. You know what I mean? Like, we never talked about anything or did anything or had any of those kind of, you know, things. And, you know, I would see commercials, let's see other families and stuff where, you know, the dad, sometimes he was doing it in a clumsy way or something, like, give me that wrench. Now, let me show you how to hold this wrench, you know, or that kind of stuff. But I always absorbed it or digested it as, oh, that dad cares about his son. He wants him to know how to use a wrench, mm-hmm. you know, whatever it is. So when I go, oh, here's how to hold a wrench, we're like, fuck off. It's weird to me.
I got a lot of, though, and this is the wrong approach. What's wrong with you? Like, what are you doing? A lot of that. I wouldn't get the here's what we like from you, or here's what you're going to, here's what's going to happen if you don't. It's like, what is wrong with you? Was always the mode.
All right. So Tom's been on hold for a while.
Yeah, let's get to it. I'm glad I want to talk to him, too.
Yeah. Tom, 53, New Jersey.
Hello, guys.
Hi, guy.
Hi, guy.
Hi, y'all.
Who that other guy?
Yeah.
Who that other guy?
All right.
What's going on?
I had a blood test in June, and then I just had one in March. And since then, my cholesterol is up 17 points.
Hmm. And your total cholesterol is up 17 points?
Total cholesterol, the LDL is up 23.
Yeah, that can change day to day. That's within, like, even the range of error. It's kind of a normal thing. What are your actual numbers?
147 for LDL.
Yeah.
14 for VLDL.
Yeah.
46 HDL.
Right.
76 triglycerides.
Oh, that's interesting.
207 cholesterol.
Okay. So you need to get the LDL down. You have specifically your low-density lipoproteins are the ones that are the problem. And if I were you, particularly if you have a family history or if you have any risk factors for vascular disease, I would really think about a statin. That's essentially what my numbers were, except I also had a high triglyceride and a low HDL, which you have. And there are certain statins that will help with that low HDL as well. Things like Lipitor might help bring that HDL up a little bit. But usually the low HDL is associated with high triglycerides, which you don't have, which is a good thing. But you know, all things being equal, you probably do want to get that LDL down. And if you haven't been able to, I tried everything to get mine down. It's just a genetic thing. And I have terrible vascular disease in my family, and I got on statins when I was like my late 30s probably. And my calcium score is zero. And at my age, with my family history, that's crazy. So I'm here to tell you that they're really, you know, taking advantage of the pharmacological agents that are out there to help you with this biology, do a lot.
Well, what about flushing the toxins?
Let's get that.
You know, you drive a car.
Yeah.
It's got a radiator.
No, please no. Please no.
Right?
No. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So your body,
mm-hmm.
your system,
mm-hmm.
that's like your car's radiator. And what do you have to do once a year with your car?
Got
to
flush that radiator.
Right. Because there's contaminants.
Especially back in the day.
Well, because
it builds up.
Okay. This is a toxic environment we're living in, right?
Yeah.
So you walk around, you're a sponge. The body's a sponge, okay?
So it's a sponge and a radiator. Okay, got it.
Your car dashboard, that's giving off fumes.
Oh, yeah.
The plastic cup you're holding.
Staying with the car.
The microphone you're breathing on now. And so you absorb this because you're a sponge, right?
Sponge, yeah. Sponge and a radiator. That's all it is.
An electrical system.
Oh, that's right. That's
your power plant.
That's right. That's right.
Your sponge and your radiator.
And an electrical power plant.
And now you got to flush those toxins out.
Mm-hmm. And then make sure those electrical generators are going to break.
You ever see what comes out of someone on an enema? You wouldn't drink that. Okay? You don't tell me there's no toxins floating around in there.
Oh.
Glenn, 33. Long
Hey,
Island.
How you doing?
Hey, Glenn.
How's it going? Hi, guy.
The late hi, guy.
Yeah.
So this is a antibody-related question slash report.
Mm-hmm.
I had COVID really early on. I tested positive on March 16th of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a really bad case of it. And then once I got better, my last symptoms were like the 21st or something like that. I got the antibody test via Mount Sinai Hospital over here in New York and had a high antibody test and started doing the convalescent plasma donations. Had been doing that all year, and I basically just wanted to say that I had the antibodies, or I continue to have the antibodies, of at least a month and a half ago. They just ended the New York Blood Center, where I was donating. They just ended their program, so they're not calling me for donations anymore. They're not collecting the convalescent plasma anymore. But as of a month and a half ago, when I had my last appointment scheduled, I still had enough antibodies to donate.
Right. And so a couple things. So the convalescent antibody did not prove to be quite what we thought it was going to be, at least in most cases. And they had trouble determining, you know, which people's antibodies were adequate or really, you know, were really neutralizing and whatever. So they sort of moved away from that therapeutic. In terms of having persistent antibody response, 30% of people with significant COVID, like moderate to severe, have persistent antibodies at 6 months, and they continue to study them, and to have it at a year would not be that surprising. So there's
severe or moderate? Or,
yeah, he said pretty bad.
He said pretty bad.
It was pretty bad, yeah. Yeah, it was. I was in the hospital for a day. Probably wasn't 100% necessary to go, but my family kind of pressured me to go. Mm-hmm. But it was, you know, on the cusp of needing to be hospitalized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like I was. And so 30%, here's how it breaks down. 30% have, well, 12% have no antibody response, which is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But of the remaining 88%, 30% have a rapid fall off over the first couple of months. The next group, 30%, have even a more significant response and take a little longer to decay, like 3 or 4 months. And then the last 30% is a group that still has antibodies at 6 months, and I'm certain they'll still have it at a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
you. That's you.
Yeah, so not that out of the ordinary, I guess.
30% looks like. And we'll yep. see. We'll see whether everyone lasts the full year. But, you know, again, this is still work in progress. So it's not super surprising, but it's good for you. Now, did you get the vaccine?
I haven't gotten the vaccine. Actually, I was on the fence about whether or not I need it or should get it. And then I got asked by Mount Sinai. I just got an email a week or two ago. They have a study that they're doing, so I haven't heard back from them yet, but I am in the process of volunteering to participate in that.
Perfect.
Because they wanted to test people who had the virus but have the antibodies but still haven't gotten back.
That's perfect. Do it. I was part of a study, too, where they followed my antibody full screen called Aditic Score, and I'm getting my vaccine today. In about a half an hour.
Double shots?
No, the J&J, because I just don't want to do it twice. I'm sure I'll have a reaction because I just reacted.
What is the double shot feels like a pain in the ass to
yes,
me.
Yes, it does. That's why I went for the J&J.
Is the J&J available now?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting it at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, I mean, it's available for you.
Is it no,
available?
Everybody. I just called the pharmacy and said,
well, I got to tell you, I talked to Mike August last weekend, you know, about 4 days ago, and he's like, I'm getting the double shot. I'm down at the pharmacy.
I called the pharmacy. They said, I asked them, do you have Johnson & Johnson? We're getting a batch in next week. Do you want to order? You want to save one? I said, yeah, please, save it for me. I'll order for me. And let's get on with it. But they had a batch. You know, a batch.
All right. Let me tell you about Fight Camp. This episode brought to you by Fight Camp, bringing the boxing gym right to your home with a mix of cardio and conditioning for a full body workout. Get your kids involved in this fitness as well while teaching them a valuable skill. That's right. I do work on this with Sonny. Safe for kids. No heavy weights. No spinning wheels. Nothing to get your hair caught in. Comes with all the gear you need, freestanding punching bag, gloves, hand wraps, and unique punch tracking sensors as well. Mm. We have this set up in the back of this very studio, and we got a little mini gym set up there, and we all hit it, man. App comes with 600-plus workouts plus tutorials. Learn from 6 highly qualified trainers. Connect with the Fight Camp community on Facebook. Over 10,000 members, by the way. It's Fight Camp, right? Matt?
Fight Camp offers financing so you can pay over 24 months and get your new gym now. And Fight Camp offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. Just go to joinfightcamp.com/ADS. That's right. Give Fight Camp a try, and within 30 days, if you don't love it, send it back and get a full refund. Fight Camp is the new way to work out at home, make a change, and join the community that teaches you the art of boxing while following the most intense workouts that are as quick as 15 minutes. To get free shipping on Fight Camp, just go to joinfightcamp.com/ADS. Joinfightcamp.com/ADS.
I want to talk to Joe, 40, from Long Island. Joe?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, Joe. Hi, guy.
Hey, guy.
Yes. Hey, guy. I had two questions. Actually, I want to talk about Fauci. So this morning he was interviewed by CNN and asked, the question was asked about Texas on why their cases are so low, even though everything is opened up. And he said he has pretty much no idea.
Oh, good. That's an honest response. That's good.
Yeah. Well, except that, you know, I mean, something that, you know, I called 2 weeks ago and we were discussing about seasonal endemic with viruses and coronaviruses. And there's more and more evidence that, coronaviruses in general are seasonal, because some of the other coronaviruses are now starting to come back after being missing for a couple of years because of COVID. And this is by the CDC.
But, Joe, I have two reactions. One is, I'm glad to hear him essentially say the virus does what the virus does. Because if he has no idea, then good. This is the fact that we can't really change what the virus does. That's sort of moving right in that direction, which is great. Now, your theory that it's seasonal, I've seen your evidence. It's very good. I believe that you're onto something there. But I know how Fauci is, and he goes late to, you know, evidence-based stuff. Once it's really becomes axiomatic, then he'll start to talk about it.
Well, unless it's about shutting everything down,
right?
In which case he'll be
right.
There.
No, he's
be
not
there.
A shutdown guy.
Be there early.
I don't think so.
I would have said Texas and California, because both states are seeing the same drops.
Yeah, almost mirror image, like exact.
My daughter's got a volleyball game this weekend,
yeah.
And it's like no parents allowed in the auditorium. It's like who?
It's an excuse to keep you out.
Look, it's fine, but the point is who are these people and what's going on and mm-hmm. where do they think this thing is spread? In volleyball and 30-foot high ceilings? Yeah. And, Joe, I'm kind of with you. I mean, I would have appreciated Fauci. I didn't see the interview, but him saying we don't know is fine, but we don't know, and maybe we should look into it. Like maybe we should adjust some policies for places that are locked down.
Right.
But remember, the lockdowns are done by the state. He has no control over it. They don't listen to the CDC anymore. They're doing their own shit.
I guess.
I also have a theory on why Michigan are seeing a substantial uptick.
Why?
Michigan was the place that was locked down the hardest in the United States.
Hmm.
And their first wave, they were the last state in the union to have a first wave. them in California at the same time. Whereas
oh, that's interesting.
California, their cases went up to almost 50,000 cases a day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I contributed.
And
I
Michigan
did my part.
Went up to about, I think, 12 to 13,000. But now Michigan is seeing that uptick again. Seasonality, I think, is a factor. But Michigan stayed closed until more recently. They were the most draconian of any state in the country.
So they pushed it downstream, is what you're saying. And then the climate cooperated, and now it's on.
Well, am I explaining chick think to you?
Yeah.
That's Michigan.
Yeah.
Gretchen Whitmer. What were the, Joe, since you seem to know, in your findings, the top five most lockdown states with starting with the most lockdown? Michigan, number one.
No, New York was number two.
Michigan, number one?
Yes, Michigan, number one.
New York, number two.
California.
Right.
Pennsylvania and New Jersey, because Pennsylvania is going through the same pattern, a similar pattern, but a little lower.
Did any of those fucking five places do any better than the bottom five?
I mean,
the least lockdown? The places you mentioned seem like all places that have done horribly.
You're asking a great question that I'm going to research, and my hypothesis. This is my hypothesis. I don't know what the answer is, and you will find out what the answer is very soon. Within a few hours, I will post it on Twitter. The five bottom states, like Florida, Texas, Georgia, let me think about two others, South Dakota, because South Dakota didn't do anything. And you will, guys will have to give me a fifth.
Well, you know what I would do, Joe?
And what I think is going to happen is what all I've been saying all along.
Keep going.
The virus, and Dr. Larry Brilliant was the one who said this. I'm just copying him. The virus is going to do what the virus is
doing. That's right.
That's what you're saying. Hey, Joe?
Yes?
Let me make you this recommendation when you do this thing. You know, when you start getting into the Montanas and the North Dakotas, people kind of tune out.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Florida, you got me. Texas, you got me. Arizona, you got me. You know,
yeah.
Versus New Jersey or
so
Illinois.
Similarly populated states, you're saying.
Similarly populated and also have urban centers and things like that.
Well, the only problem is California weighs the scale very heavily, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, California has 10 million more people than Texas.
Ugh.
Yeah. But here's what you really have to do. You have to go the top five, lock down the hardest, their results. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get into deep numbers here, but, you know, how did they fare? I would, arguably, I might assign them each a grade.
Hmm.
Not on vaccine handouts or any of that. Just how did it, I mean, look, New York gets a D-. Forget about Cuomo. It's just would you have wanted to live in New York City when this shit went down versus, you know, Montana or Florida or something like that? You know, figure it out, because I don't think there's any correlation between who locked down the hardest and who did the best.
Yep.
Myself.
That's true.
Right,
I think that's going to be increasingly. Thanks, Joe. Increasingly evident.
All right. Let's see. Should I hit blinds galore? We go. Blinds.
I'm back in the blinds
galore.
World. I'm. You know, we were doing a little construction and blinds galore.
Oh, that's right.
Figures prominently.
Friends and family. Having a friends and family sale right now. Up to 50% off custom blinds and shades. One of their biggest sales of the year. And it's not going to last forever. Visit blindsgalore.com today. Bring Blinds Galore believes you deserve high-quality, custom-built blinds, shades, and shutters. Nothing gets made until you order them. I've had them do my edit bays, my home, my bedroom, my shops. I mean, I get everything from Blinds Galore, and so does Dr. Drew. Mm-hmm. Family-owned and run. I believe it's a mother-daughter team, if memory serves. The company's been around for 20 years plus. They've covered over 2 million windows. They have a new Build a Blind tool, lets you create and customize and see exactly what they're going to look like on the screen before you buy. It's Blinds Galore. Right, Matt?
That's right. Visit BlindsGalore.com today and let them know we sent you. Shop like you're part of the family with 50% off during Blinds Galore's Friends and Family sale that's going on right now. That's BlindsGalore.com.
We have our Hebrew National commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, it appears, by the way, that this series of commercials span three decades. This one is 91, but
so I remember from the 90s.
I saw earlier ones that were from 75.
Yeah.
But they're the exact same, you know, format and idea. Here we go.
Uncle Sam eating a hot dog.
That's what it is.
Says we can make our Hebrew National Franks from frozen beef. We don't. They say we can add meat byproducts. We don't. They say we can add meat fillers. We can't. We're kosher and have to answer to an even higher authority.
Then Uncle Sam.
New Hebrew National Light Franks. 100% fresh kosher beef, 100% Hebrew National delicious. With less fat, sodium, and calories. Original or new light. We answer to a higher authority.
There you go. A higher authority.
It's clever.
And we have Evelyn Wood, Reading Dynamics commercial.
Oh, wow.
Now, this looks so familiar. Only in black and white, but it wasn't shot in black and white. Okay. It didn't air in black and white. Although on my TV at home, it
and
was
And because white. I am in business, which requires me to read a great deal, it has given me a tremendous advantage.
These people do have a tremendous advantage. Some started as slow readers, but after 21 class
Steve
hours
Allen.
With Evelyn Wood, they
Steve
became
Allen.
Dynamic yeah. readers.
This is extremely important to an attorney when they get involved in long research projects.
I have students who have taken the course,
wow,
and
an
their grades have improved.
Love it.
It does work.
Get the advantage dynamic readers have. Evelyn Wood will show you how.
Look at her picture.
Your free Evelyn Wood Reading Dynamics lesson is being held today and tomorrow at these locations. In Chicago at 12:15, 5:30.
Right, next to the Dudes and Driving School ads, wouldn't it?
I used to love again, you have to think about me in my observations of my dad.
Yeah.
You know, and see the guy standing in the law library, the guy going, I have to read many law books every day because of I'm a very sought after attorney, and the guy's wearing suits and stuff. It was such a bizarre alternate universe.
Yeah.
You know,
for you,
what was on TV versus what was in my house. I would just stared at it the whole time. Hey, we got a question. Was there a question up there about double masking? Okay, well, then we're getting in some Love Boat talk.
Oh, that's where I want to go. And strangely, the chick that opens up that Evelyn Woods commercial looks just like the chick that was on the Love Boat this week. Really, the one that was trying to get the doctor to move to Park Avenue?
Yeah.
throw that up again.
Drew, don't even make Gary. I said no.
All right.
You're not going to send him down this fucking spider hole. Now, go ahead, Drew.
So the one storyline that we just saw, the one looked exactly like that. And I did a little research on her. They could have been her in that ad, by the way. I'm just saying.
Okay. All right. Gary,
I'm not saying that
sorry for you.
I'm just saying she was around. She was around.
Drew, go ahead. Tell Gary what you want.
Forget it. I don't want it. Nay. No. I'm not saying I want it. I'm saying that this woman, I did a little research on a few of these actors, and this was
one of an Evelyn Wood commercial.
She did a lot of commercials. and this particular cast had a very lackluster past.
Yeah.
Very lackluster, except two members.
Mm.
The dude that plays the doctor that is the father that does
– Yeah.
That sort of motivates the daughter to whatever. It's a long, twisted story. Was a Major League Baseball player.
Mm.
Played in the World Series of Pittsburgh Pirate team.
Wow.
Yeah.
He had a stout build on him.
Only person on earth to have won a World Series and have a Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
Mm.
Interesting, right?
Did not know that.
So he was interesting. I didn't recognize him from anything.
Right.
But that's fine. And then I looked through a couple of the other ones. There's a lot of people just kind of doing nothing. A lot of people – except that one girl that we just were talking about was in Tron.
The movie Tron.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Bridges. Neither here nor there. But the found out the for me the most fascinating thing in the whole thing was Desmond Wilson, isn't that his name?
DeMond
Wilson from Sanford and Son, which I was a huge fan of.
Yeah.
First of all, I appreciated the storyline he was in. I liked the twist at the end. I liked it. I thought, oh. I like it. I like this.
Drew, you should know the entire series is destroyed for me ever since you showed me that picture of the pool on a soundstage. Now all I do is gaze off into the cyclorama that's in the distance.
Yeah,
I just
stare
at his fixand. They're not on a boat.
You understand that's not a normal brain's thing. That's an exceptional brain's behavior.
Why?
Picking up on those kinds of patterns and fixating on them.
Just staring at that cyclorama going, no, they're not even on a boat. What else? DeMont, what's his name? It's probably not even Isaac's uncle.
Wilson.
Yeah. Not Isaac's uncle, interesting enough. But I thought the twist at the end where he ended up being a Treasury agent was fascinating. Well done. Got me on that.
It was a big deal, counterfeit bills. Yeah. You know, so it was a big part of my childhood, counterfeiting bills.
It sort of went alongside quicksand.
Yeah.
Yeah. You figured you'd end up getting stuck with somebody passing you a counterfeit bill, or you'd end up in quicksand, one or the other. But.
Right.
But turned out DeMond Wilson was wanted to be a preacher.
Did not know that.
And spent most of his life, really subsequent to what you saw there, on the Love Boat, sort of woke, sort of born-again Christian stuff. He was doing a lot of service and work with the church, and that ended up being his thing.
Did he die? He died early, right?
I think so.
Nope.
No?
I think he's still alive.
He's still alive?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
Age 74.
Yeah.
Wow.
And he's kind of an interesting dude. And he talks now about the importance of Sanford and Son because no one had done that before.
Mm-hmm.
And that it was sort of opening doors for people, and that's why he liked doing it. But he really wasn't very into acting. He always wanted to be in the church. Interesting, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what other subplots. Yeah, this one guy, well, he's a doctor and he's got his wife and they want to move to Manhattan. And
her dad's a famous, successful so-called.
There's a thing at the beginning where it's like, no, daddy owns a hospital. You know, like it's weird.
Yeah, first of all, doctor owning a hospital?
Yeah, no. But either way, we find out that Adam Bricker, the ship's doctor, is from, you know, Hickory Falls.
Cedar Falls?
Something Falls like or whatever. Some podunk town.
Yeah.
So, but here's an interesting.
And he has funded this doctor's education so he can return back.
Here's an interesting conceit.
Yeah.
Dr. Bricker meets his young protege. And he couldn't be more excited because he has been responsible with other people to fund this guy's education so that Hickory Falls can have its own doctor.
Yes.
You know, so people having to drive for miles into the city and whatever. And Dr. Bricker's so proud of him, but the guy has a dilemma. Mm. He's met this hot socialite woman, unclear where.
Right.
And she wants to take him to Manhattan.
Work for dad.
They do a lot of like going to New York City.
Not just New York City, but Park Avenue.
Yeah, work for her dad because he owns a hospital because the doctors own the hospital.
It's weird. There are no hospitals on Park Avenue that I'm aware of.
Right. But anyway, you're going right with Zsa Zsa Gabor Ava Gabor, right? So then Dr. Bricker finds out and is horribly devastated because why aren't you staying in Hickory Flats tending to the townspeople? I'm so disappointed. As a doctor, you owe it to this. Who's the guy banging chicks on the Love Boat? As a physician,
my wife jumped right all
over
that.
What do you?
She was like, "This. Why do you go after his wife?
You're not. That's what he would have done. Doctors without fucking borders,
right?
No. You, sir, as a physician, have chose to hang out on the Lido deck chasing tail.
Of the Love Boat.
This is not you going into Honduras and helping, you know, villages. So it's weird that you're getting this moral lecture from the guy who's cruising tail on the Love Boat as a physician.
Literally the guy that roofies his patients on the Love Boat. That guy.
Well, forget about the morality of it. What I'm saying is you are saying as a physician, you as a physician have a higher calling. You must go to Hickory Flats. You are telling him this from a boat where you are the physician.
Yes. It was even worse. He said your values are all screwed up. Your priorities are screwed up.
Right.
He goes, I understand what you're doing. I understand, but your priorities are off, man. And so Bricker then goes to the captain and says, I'm leaving.
I know.
I'm going back to Hickory Falls. That lasts about 3 minutes on the actual plot. Right. No one buys that.
Right. All right. Take care of your business there.
All right. Our friends at LifeLock, of course. Around 60% of Americans believe it is likely that identity theft will cause them a financial loss in the next year. Think about that. 60% of people believe it's going to happen, and yet you know LifeLock exists, and you're not accessing LifeLock. It's time. Get LifeLock. It's important. It's important to understand how cybercrime, identity theft are affecting our lives. Every day we put our info at risk on the internet, our identity at risk. And in an instant, cyber criminals could harm your finances, harm your credit. That's why we have LifeLock. Good thing that's LifeLock. They detect a wide range of identity threats, something like your social security number for sale on the dark web. That's right. If they detect your information has even potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert and you'll have access to a dedicated restoration specialist. Right, Matt?
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but you can keep what's yours with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com with promo code Adam. That's LifeLock.com, promo code Adam for 25% off.
All right. I'm going to be May 7th and 8th, Appleton, Wisconsin. Usually I sit in my mansion and count my money, Drew.
I've seen that on Twitter.
But every once in a while I head out to spread mirth, normally at home, counting money, but I'm heading to Skyline Comedy Club.
The mirth is when you spread it at home with your children.
That's right. And then June 18th, 19th, Golden, Colorado, Buffalo Rose, and July 3rd, Anchorage. Again, not counting money at home for those weekends. So go to AdamCarolla.com. There's stand-up dates all over the damn place and live podcasts as well. And you can check out our Pluto TV channel, 585. I got a lot of good stuff up there. What do you got, Drew?
Go to Drew.com, family of pods. Check out my TikTok if you don't mind. We're trying to put some stuff up there. Ask your questions there. Watch the streaming shows after dark. It's all there at DrDrew.com.
So, till next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.